I once knew a girl got her titty bit off by a horse.
Titty
bit? Yeah, nipple bit off. She had to do reconstructive surgery.
We got a titty biter.
I've never been the same around horses ever since I heard that story. I mean, my titties, I'm always just like, no, thank God. I would never bounce back from that. But like, yeah.
Depends on the titty.
Bit her titty off. Bit the titty right off. I was like,
bitter titty off is the funniest thing I have ever heard.
Like, oh my God. Like, for the longest time, because I went to summer camp and I spent a lot of time around horses in my life. And I, like, for a long time, I was like, don't let them near your titties. Don't let these horses near the titties.
They'll bite your goddamn titty off.
They'll bite that titty right clear off.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, just before you keep going on Hitler, welcome back to the show, everybody. The Isaac Abrams Show. That's what it says. I'm your host, Isaac Abrams. Joining us this week for the second time in the new studio, Lori Douglas.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, he ate apples.
Oh, Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Like favorite thing.
After I just told you about what not to talk about with the neighbors in the studio, I go.
I know, that was you, though. That was your go-to. You're like, try not to be racist. Try not to say it. I'm like, honestly, I think I'll be fine.
You're going
to
be all right. Yeah, I'm talking to myself.
Yeah. You're just like, yeah. Hitler, by the way.
Hitler. Thanks for watching, everybody.
When I was in Texas, though, I went to the bathroom and someone had made the baby changing table Hitler.
They made it Hitler?
Yeah, they made like a baby Hitler. Like, it took me a second and I was like,
oh, on the baby.
Yeah,
I was like, just gave him a mustache.
It's... Yeah, and then did something with the hair. I was like, oh, that's supposed to be Hitler.
Oh.
Fabulous.
All right.
Fabulous.
Baby Hitler. So you did just get, every time I talk to you, you're just freshly back from somewhere.
Yes.
And this time it's Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
I loved it. I'm obsessed with Austin.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with Austin.
So you're moving.
I want to be there monthly if I can. I okay. love LA, so I want to always like have my feet in LA, but I really, really, or toes, I don't know what it is.
It's feet.
Feet. Like, I want to be, I would love to be, I don't know if this, that's not bi-coastal, tri-city.
Whoa, bi and tri. Okay. Wow.
I would, I mean, if, I would love to throw the try and do New York, but like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Just pop between.
Got
to
give New York a try, you know?
Yeah, New York. I went a while back ago and I
Dude, if I'm going anywhere, I would love to go to New York.
New York was amazing.
During the summer. Oh. You don't want to go during the winter. I think I'm going to turn your mic up real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, turn it up. You want to go in like fall and spring. It gets really hot there in the summer. Apple.
We got an hour of pre-chat and so then much. Four false starts. And now, welcome back to the Isaac Abrams Show, everybody. Well, he did the intro. I'll use the other one. Let's get right into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
What is... We were talking about Austin.
Yes.
I want to get back to Austin.
Yes.
But do you have a most, a recent, like, embarrassing and or thing you would never tell anybody that you just want to share with the whole world right now?
Something embarrassing.
You don't have to. But I was thinking, like, this season I would just dive a little deeper into people's personal lives.
I've definitely done some Insta stalking.
Oh.
Some, like, embarrassing, like, I mean, I don't know what it is. Like, I think it's growing up, I loved Nancy Drew and, like, Mary-Kate and Ashley's mystery solving.
Oh, sorry.
And so, like, I like a good mystery. So if a guy I'm dating seems like kind of like, what's going on? I'll find out. Mm. Or if, like, my friend has something, they're like, can you dig into this? I'm like, give me a second. And I will know, like, way too much.
Okay, so...
And that's not... When you get your intuition and you do it, and then you're right, you're like... But I'm right.
Yeah.
But then
it's okay,
like,
if you're right.
But you really dug deep.
Okay. So how does that process start? Like, let's just use all fictional names and characters.
Okay.
Right. Let's just say that I was dating somebody and I was like, Lori.
Yes.
I think that this chick may be, or this person, who knows, non-gender specific person,
totally.
Is maybe not being as faithful as they claim to be.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And then. Lori, LD on second. The case. And then
like,
what happens?
I would be like, okay, I'm going to look at her Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're going to go deep, deep, deep. We're going to figure out comments, who's commenting, who's like, then we'll go and look at tagged photos, see what's going on in the tagged photos. Then you go to the people that they're tagged in the tagged photos, and then you can really find out some shit.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I'm not proud of that.
But so but that all tracks and it all makes sense.
It does. It's really pretty easy.
But you also have a very specific talent, like Liam Neeson, like I have a very specific set of skills and your skills are in social media.
Yes. Yes.
Do you cross platform? Are you going?
I will cross platforms. I will get into a LinkedIn, and sometimes that'll fuck me up because they'll figure it out because there's always alerts with LinkedIn.
Oh no!
One time I dated a guy and I like couldn't. He didn't have any social, and so I was like trying to figure out. Like social's nice because you can kind of like figure out somewhat of like what the deal is with the person,
yeah,
right?
You get a vibe.
A vibe,
or at least what they want to project to the world.
100%, which a lot of times is fake, but. Like I only, he only had LinkedIn and he was kind of like not very specific on things. So, and of course, like I was very intrigued, like I got to figure out this mystery. And at one point I was like, is he homeless? Is he like
homeless with
married,
a LinkedIn
or is he in a relationship? He had a job, but like, he was like weird. He was very obscure about where he lived and stuff like that.
I mean,
and he would
finance.
Tell me like different streets that like didn't cross. And
you never
like,
went to his house?
No. And that's why I was like, something's up.
Did he go to your house?
No, we never, like, I never got to a point where I, like, let him come and, like, be at my house and stuff like that. Or come inside me. Yeah, like that kind of thing.
We never got intimate to the point where I let him come. Like, hilarious.
But no, like, I just was always, like, I couldn't tell.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can't figure out if someone's a psychopath or not, you shouldn't be letting him come.
Yeah, and but he had a beard, so I was like, okay, if he was going to kill me, that's too much DNA to drop.
That's where you're going with that? Mm-hmm. Women's minds think so much differently.
No, I'm just psycho.
They're like, oh, well, if he was going to kill me, he wouldn't have a beard.
I'm like, that's way too much DNA to drop. And then when he did shave it, I was like, I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
He sent me like just the shavings in the sink. And he was like, no good things happen after midnight. I was like, does that mean you're going to kill
that's
me?
That's creepy.
I know. And then I was like, I'm never talking to you again.
And everybody looks good with a little bit of stubs.
100%. Like that was the big thing is I was like, I don't know what's under there.
Yeah,
that's always a like I can get with guys with makeup because beards is one of those things where like you don't know what's gonna happen. Did it go black again?
It's blinking. Yeah, it's blinking like
it's
crazy.
Haunted.
It's possessed.
It's haunted. I love hauntings.
Oh yeah, we talked about haunting
yeah,
stuff
I love
last
haunting
time.
Stuff.
Have you had any new recent hauntings?
No. I've been like very open to it, but not.
He was like, I'm ready to be haunted.
Hello. No, I went, they were telling me that at Sunset Strip in Austin that it's haunted. And so I was kind of like, but I don't want to see a ghost ever.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Like, I'm
guys,
fine.
Take the ghosts out.
I'm fine if they like move things around and stuff. But
you don't want to see who it is moving it.
Yeah, especially if they're like, I mean, if they're like cute and like if they look cute or like
oh
if they're
God.
Like angelic kind of looking.
Yeah.
But like if one comes out and it's like, let's say, like missing chunks of their and like
face.
That to
yeah.
me would be like that would be truly
see that's why I don't want to see them because I assume that they're all walking dead
yeah like I'm hoping that they like maybe look like the best that they looked at their favorite time like
that's
I
so sweet
like, but I hope that a ghost would decide I think you get to choose like some people could be like yeah I'm gonna look fucking scary and then one person's gonna be like I'm gonna be a beautiful ghost.
Yeah.
I would choose to be a beautiful ghost.
Wouldn't everybody if they had the choice? Sign me up for that ugly ghost shit.
I want to be ugly as
I'm trying
fuck.
To spook some
scare
motherfuckers.
Scare people. It would be fun.
Do you base your opinion of people on their Halloween selections?
No, I've never really thought about that, but now I will.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah. Like, I mean, are you saying like if someone's like, I want to be scary all
right.
the time.
Like if someone's just like, I want my arm cut off and blood dripping.
Yeah.
It's like that. I think those people would be scary ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think those people would be definitely scary. I mean, they're kind of already, some of them are already kind of a little scary.
If you could haunt anybody, past or present, who would you haunt?
Marilyn Monroe.
You would haunt Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah. Or actually, I honestly, JFK, I want to know what's going on. I'm curious.
Just hang out, watch him and Marilyn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Jackie?
Yeah. And just hang out with Jackie O. I think I'd do that. Maybe I would like to haunt. I would just what like I've told it. I love gossip, so I would want to know all. I want to be on the tee.
So you'd want to like haunt like Perez Hilton or something. Oh, you don't like Hollywood
yeah.
gossip.
No, yeah, like I would like I would
want
to
the
like,
Comedy Store.
Yeah, yeah, or like I would want to haunt like the White House and like see what's going down.
I don't, but okay.
I don't really know if there's, I feel like there's not a lot happening in the White House.
No.
But like somewhere, see clearly I wouldn't be a very good ghost. I'd
yeah.
be like, where do things happen?
Like the boardroom of like a $1 trillion company.
Yes, like I would want to, oh, Elon Musk. I think I would want to haunt him.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know how much time I'd actually want to spend doing this, but I think I'd haunt maybe Donald Trump just to.
I think it would be really fun to haunt Donald Trump. Really? I think it would be, I think he's like, there's things about him, of course. But there's just, he's oddly like, I can't, like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I bet he would be so fun. I bet he'd get so mad. I would just love to see him just like.
I think better than haunt, maybe just like surveil. You know, just throw a couple cameras in there. You can turn on and off whenever you want to. Because, you know, what doesn't he eat like a Big Mac for lunch every day?
I didn't know that.
I don't know. I mean, he brought fast food in for some Super Bowl team that or somebody that visited the White House.
That's probably not the best choice.
Did you hear Biden yesterday or very recently at a speech say he stumbled on his words and he's like, we have to reelect Donald Trump?
No, he did not. Yes, dude. No, he didn't. Yeah.
He's like, well, I mean, you know what I mean.
Like, you know what I mean.
We're like, no one knows what you mean.
No one does. And I don't think he does.
Look, I don't care what side of the aisle you live on. Red or blue. I don't even know which is which. But like, the fact that these are the two best things that we have to offer our country right now, it's just sad and depressing. Like, which old senile white dude do you want to run the country next?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I'm just like, I know we got some good people. There's got to be someone out there.
Right.
There's got to be somebody.
Yeah. I can't think of one, but.
Yeah, I can't really either.
You should run the country.
Yeah, I mean, if we break down speeches, though, I can't even imagine the wrong shit I would say in my speeches.
Well, you wouldn't have to write them. You just have to say them.
Yeah, I'm dyslexic, though, so I fuck them up all the time. I know.
Oh, right. You can't do the reading. Up.
I can, like, do the reading, but, like, definitely, like, I mean, I could probably see myself being like, we need to reelect Trump. I mean, get names mixed up. That would be the real hard thing, is I'd have to do a bunch of names.
You fuck around and be like, taxes are free for everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it would be, I think that'd be a lot of pressure.
To be the president?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I think at the same time, no. I mean, have you seen what they look like after 4 years?
Yeah.
They're done.
They're toast.
They're toast. They and we all are old. Just like, fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you. It's like,
I don't get why we only have two parties, because it's, you know, half the country's pissed off all the time.
Yeah, 100%. But I think that that's just kind of how it is.
It's the best you're going to get. If 51% of the people are relatively happy all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you happy?
It depends.
This is a hard left turn to
it,
like.
It depends on the day. It depends on the day. But yeah, overall, I feel happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel happy. But I definitely think that, like, I think comedy in general sometimes doesn't, like, when you're pursuing something, it's sometimes, you know.
Desperately depressing?
It can be really depressing sometimes. Yeah, like, I don't know. My dopamine and serotonin gets so much gets released whenever I'm like either on a run of shows or I'm on the road or doing something like that, that when I come back home, I literally feel like a true, true depletion of.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
To the point where I'm like, okay, we just got to wrap up. You had like a lot going on. So now you're having a come down and I'm like seeking that next like hit of a, you know what I mean? But not like in like the next hit, but just, you know, I feel it in my body. I'm like, oh man. Yeah.
Dude, I totally get it. And it's tough to balance that out, because it's like, okay, not every day can be like a roller coaster. Well, I mean, every day can be like a roller coaster, but not every day can be the peak of the roller coaster.
100%.
Some days have to be valleys.
Yeah.
I had a valley day yesterday.
Yeah.
I just laid around and watched TV all day. I haven't done that in fucking forever.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need to do that, because sometimes I think even though, like, I'll spend some time and I'll be relaxing, but I'm not really actually present in just the relaxation. I'm thinking about all these other things that need to happen.
Yeah, or doom scrolling on your phone.
I scroll a lot on my phone. It's awful. Yeah. Between, like, I do social media for a lawyer in a law firm. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I'm on social media all the time. But I'm sick of it. But I, for some reason, once I'm done with work, I'm like, still fucking
now
scrolling.
It's me time.
Now it's time for me to do it. It's the stupidest shit. And then you look at some stuff and you're like, I love it. And then other stuff you're like, fuck, I'm not doing enough. That's like my biggest thing. That's my biggest Achilles. I never think I'm doing enough. And honestly, sometimes I'm not.
I read this thing the other day from a social media expert that said every day, 4 to 6 stories.
Yeah.
4 to 6 reels per week. 2 or 3 carousels, which is the, you know, the swipey squares.
Swipey.
And then it turned out to be like 40 pieces of content a week.
100%. I mean, it's
only know 2 people that are doing that.
Yeah, it's consistency. But I see people now that I know who have been really consistent with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen now that they have videos that pop, and then the consistency pays off because that video pops, and then they go to they go to your page, and you have tons of content that they can get immersed in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you soar. Then you fucking soar. Hasn't happened to me yet, but bitch is waiting to soar.
It will.
I need to get my clips cut. That's my thing. I can edit And I'm like, I can do it. And then like, I never do it.
Yeah, because it
like,
sucks.
Because I'm like, I just need to, like, I need to suck. I need to be better about the idea of like, not suck. I need to suck it up and pay the money. Because it's like, you got to figure out like, what is it? The whole thing with just like how much time versus the cost. Like,
your time is worth more than your money.
Exactly. And it's just like, it's just got to be done.
Yeah. Plus there's some other comedians that would love to love the work.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. So it's like, just needs to get done.
Yeah.
But the clips are where it's at.
Yeah. That's why you're here. For the clips.
For the clips. Sound bites.
So be funny.
So be funnier.
Do something funny.
Do something
I need
better.
A viral moment now.
A viral moment now.
Yeah.
Should I burp?
No, but I thought of a new segment.
What's your segment?
But it might not happen now. So I don't know if this is funny or not, but I think that at some point I want to give you permission to fully overreact to something that doesn't need to be overreacted to.
Okay.
So just put that in your pocket and then just in the middle of some mundane sentence or however I'm talking right now, just fucking launch the nukes. Yeah. Or I also reserve the right to completely overreact to something that you're going to say.
Perfect.
And then it'll just be like talking to my ex, I guess. Just completely overreacting.
Yeah.
That's not why I brought it up, but I think it'd be funny in the middle of nowhere to
just lose your shit.
Yeah.
Get unhinged.
Can you think of the last time you lost your shit?
Put that on somebody? Yelled at somebody? I lose my shit all the time. like whenever somebody's like, I'm like, God damn it.
Do you lose your shit on yourself? Are you positive or negative to yourself? What's your self narrative?
It depends on the month, but the time of the month.
Okay. I'm glad you said it.
but for me, I try to be positive, but I'm definitely like, I have a little bit of like a cynic. I'm like a little cynical. So I definitely like with myself, I can be very just like when a good thing happens, I could be like, well, yeah, there's also like people doing a lot more than what you're doing.
I know.
And then I'm like, well, if you're never going to tell yourself good job or feel good about like the little progress that you make, then like,
what's the point?
Yeah. What's actually the point? You're never going to actually feel good about anything.
Yeah. No, I'm that way. I'll just, even if I accomplish something that's like really great.
Yes.
I'm like, well, just a step on the ladder, bud. You got a long way to go, pal.
100%. And some of that's like, have you ever heard of like inner family systems or whatever? It's internal family systems. It's like it's like different parts of you and your personality and thinking about like someone who's like maybe a little bit harder on you is like you're more of like your father side that's like you're not doing. And then there's like the performer side of you. Like I have a friend of mine who was like every time she performs, she's like, I just for some reason like spiral and we'll talk like it's not gonna be good. I'm not gonna do good.
Oh.
And I'm like, you can't do that because you're like that creative, like experimental, like child side of you.
Yeah.
You're crushing it before you go on stage with whatever side of you doesn't fucking want you to do good. You got to like feed yourself on both sides.
Yeah.
The positivity thing is huge.
I think so too. I also think that you decide before you go up how your set's going to go.
100%. And 100%, like if you're like, have you ever had times where you're like in the bathroom, like or whatever, and like hearing everything and you're like,
you're hearing yourself shit. Yes, I have been to the bathroom.
Have you ever been to the bathroom?
What's that like?
Have you ever been?
Now it's zany morning radio.
you're like waiting to do your set and you're like hearing everybody just lose it. And if you like let yourself in your mind be like, oh my God, I'm not going to do as well as that. Or like whatever the fuck, then like you don't.
That happened to me on Wednesday.
You don't do well.
There were two absolute murderers up before me. And I was like, you just got to pull it together. You just got to pull it together. You have to choose to have a good set.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to be. And like sometimes even too, I can like feel my nerves coming, like just even like bellow, like just right in here. And I'm like, okay, how are we going to process this? We're going to process this with like make it shit or it's going to be like.
Your belly is telling you to make a shit.
I need different words because right now they're not coming
together. Say them backwards. You're dyslexic. Say them backwards.
But yes, the nerves can either turn into shit, literally, or like you can turn it and like have a really fucking good set and just have that.
That
like
shoulder swag.
You know, whenever you're getting into it, you can like feel it in your cadence.
Oh, I haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah.
So I'm only doing like 7-8 minutes right now. But
yeah.
I really want to get to that point where it's just like, bow, bow, bow. Like I know like 3 or 4 spots where I know I'm going to get a big laugh, but I want the like, laugh, 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 laugh.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you on that. Don't we all?
Yeah.
Don't we all?
There's some comedian somewhere that's like, no.
No, I don't want people be funny. To fucking boo me.
We'll be right back after these messages from... Who's our sponsor this week?
Celsius.
What?
Do you lose energy fast?
Oh, should
Do
we?
You need to feel good.
Wait,
Celsius.
I thought Celsius was a beverage of alcohol.
No, Celsius is an energy drink.
It doesn't have alcohol in it?
No, fashioned as a healthy alternative.
How are we doing ASMR now?
Hello.
Hello, Lori.
What if the whole episode was done like that?
That would be, it would do very good numbers.
That would be like a slightly unsettling, but it sounds so good though.
There'd be something for everyone.
Talks like this.
Yeah, that's you.
And then they tap the mic.
And then they're tapping, and then they're scratching.
Oh yeah, I've got really long nails.
I feel like we talked about ASMR last time.
I love ASMR. ASMR.
Yeah, me too.
Whatever it is, I love it. I watch this ASMR. One chick eat food sometimes. I'm not proud of it.
Is it a mukbang?
I don't know, but she eats.
Does she eat a whole table full of food?
Yes.
Is she American?
No.
Okay.
I watch it and I'm like, yeah. What is she going to eat next? I can't watch when she eats like the really exotic things.
Like a squid?
Mm-hmm. Or like when it's, yeah.
Octopus? That's mm-hmm. Things that are still moving.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't. Yeah.
No.
I can't.
Some things don't need to be on the internet.
But I love whenever she eats like the... fruit that's covered in sugar.
Do you eat fruit covered in sugar?
No, all I can think is cavities. But she really chews through it.
Mm.
Yeah, but I can't.
Are you still cooking stuff?
Yeah, I love cooking. Well, during COVID, I was obsessed with it. And I was like, I'm going to make a cookbook, a virtual cookbook. Da 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 da. And then I never
cooking
finished
with LD.
It. Cooking with LD. I had, and I filmed so much content.
Yeah, and you're putting it out a lot.
And wait,
seriously, you have it filmed?
Huh?
You have the content
All
shot?
The content's filmed. Oh. I have probably like 30 recipes filmed. And then I have some because I was staying with my mom. So I have some with my, like I have some where I'm actually talking and cooking.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And then I have some where my mom's cooking with me.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
No. I mean, I have one, but it's you know.
Did you shoot him hamburger or hot dog?
I think I did hot dog.
Upright.
Yeah. But I think I might've done a little bit of mix of both.
That's
but
fun to edit.
I know, right? Yeah. But I want to say I probably did more of the vertical because of just thinking more. Yeah,
for social.
Yeah, but...
So you're sitting on a mountain of cash,
I'm sitting
basically.
On... Yeah, pretty much. Because the recipes were great. But now when I look at them, like at that time when I shot them, they looked great. But now when I look at them, like, oh, it needs to be more clear. Like it actually doesn't, like I should have shot this all in 4K. Like that's what I'm thinking when I'm looking at it now.
No. Did you light it?
I lit it some. Like, yeah. I definitely did. But I'm sure I could fix it. But it doesn't look like now the video, the cooking videos that I watched that I'm like,
yeah,
they're beautifully
shot. Were they your recipes?
Shot. They are mine mixed with like you get a recipe and then you switch up stuff. I like will always switch up a recipe. I'm not like was it like
you take
this
the milk
was,
out and you
let's do milk says water but let's add milk.
And we're gonna make muffins for the first time ever in history.
Ever no like I mean is any recipe really someone else's?
I mean, dude, hope someone's that when like, you go to a restaurant, the chef has created something that no one else has created.
Totally, but I'm saying like everyone on Instagram, I don't think is like. Sure, like thinking of all these recipes.
Okay.
They weren't like handed down from generation to generation.
Oh, were yours?
Yeah.
This one's from my great-great-grandmother.
This is my great-great-grandmother, so we're going to add Campbell's soup to this.
Yeah. Campbell's soup, grandma's Campbell's soup.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do love to cook, though. Yeah, and I should probably edit those videos, and I probably should do something with them.
Yeah, we'll be right back after Lori edits all of her videos.
After I edit all my videos. I'll see you guys in 3 years.
I hope it doesn't take long. What if you can
you're
you
like
edit?
Smoke weed the whole time? So I'm like,
Are you still smoking?
Yeah, I said.
That's why you haven't finished your fucking videos.
Yeah. I finished my script. I have the best script ever that I need to fucking finish.
Is it outlined?
Yes, but like
no more weed until you're done with all this.
I know, and it was so it's because okay, whenever I was writing it, I like fucking love Steve Martin. And so I have a part for Steve Martin.
Better hurry up. He's almost dead.
I know. That's why I'm like, I really need to move.
Yeah.
And when I first started writing it, I got a letter in the mail, fan mail for Steve Martin.
Stop it.
I swear on my fucking life. I got a letter to Steve Martin with my address.
To Steve Martin?
To Steve Martin.
To Lori Douglas, to Steve Martin?
Not like, not.
From
not,
Steve Martin?
Not to Lori Douglas. It was like a fan letter. To Steve Martin
And mailed to your address.
Mailed to my address. And I opened it. I know you're not supposed to.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, I might have opened it.
Yeah. It was already open, right?
It was already, like, it wasn't even sealed.
Right. Because that's the federal part that you just admitted to.
Yeah. Crime. Can we cut that out? But yeah, I got a
probably
fan.
Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, it was like already
because I edit
open.
Like you edit.
I know.
Steve, but what is this lady saying to Steve Martin? How old is she?
I can't tell, but definitely the writing's a little like.
In crayon?
Was it not young? In crayon. It looked young. It looked like.
Was it cursive?
It wasn't cursive. It wasn't cursive. Ooh. It was kind of like a little blocky, like just like, what was it like? Like, and then they had like a questionnaire of like, what was it like to work with Selena Gomez? Like all these little things. And then it was like, could you please send me back an autograph?
There's a Selena fan asking Steve Martin to give to Selena.
Yeah, but also asking about like him and like how he loved him. And there was a whole thing. And then like a little letter in there that already had a post-it, like, please send me back an autograph and like answer these questions and send it back to me.
Some intern somewhere is like, we got another one.
And I'm like, if I ever make this movie with Steve Martin, I'll get him to sign something, or hell, we'll fly that guy out so he can meet Steve.
You know, did you save his name? Save the letter?
I did. I saved the letter. I will save that letter.
What if that person ends up being the love of your life? What if it's a guy? That's your second movie. I mean, it's probably already ruled himself out by writing fan letters.
I know. I was like, I don't know if I could ever be with a guy that wrote fan letter. I did write fan letter, though, when I was growing up. I wrote so many times to Britney Spears and to Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
Which is so embarrassing. I was like, please. One time I gave my address to someone on AOL.
Oh, no.
They sent me a thing. They were like, I'm Britney Spears. And they sent like a voice. And I was like, it's totally Britney. And I was so, my parents.
Like they didn't record Britney's voice.
I know. My parents are so lucky that no one showed up killing us, because I gave our address out all the time. I had so many people telling me they were sending me autographs.
Oh my God.
I should not have been allowed to use the web at that point in time. I was just like.
I hope your dad was Chris Hansen.
No, I didn't even have one at the time. So like.
Dad?
Dad, yeah. He croaked a little bit ago before the internet.
Oh.
Yeah. Or he was around, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think. No, actually, it was there for a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Sorry, I thought it was more recent.
No. No, it happened when I was like 11.
11?
Yeah. 11! I freak out. They're like, that's not where you're supposed to freak out.
Yeah, no.
Can you not just start crying? You're like, this was not what we wanted.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, died when I was 11. But that's what my script's about with Steve Martin. So I'm like,
right.
I want it to be made so fucking bad.
What do you have?
That's my bucket list.
Well, what kind of budget are we looking at? Like 6, 10, 8 million?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay, can we just bring in the 6, 10, 8 million?
And he's heavy in it. It's not like he's like, you know.
I mean, his quote's pretty high. Most of that.
I'm sure. I'll find the way.
Okay.
I'll find a way.
Okay, can you find a way to stop smoking weed and write the fucking Rex's
script? I know, right? Yeah. I know. I'm like, how can I offboard this?
I'm just picturing.
But when I write, like, I'm not like a normal, like, sit at my desk type of writer. Like, I like to walk and talk out the scene, and I'll like record it, and then I
you film yourself
it.
Like kind of like,
I don't film it, I just like will record it like how you voice memo when you're on stage,
right?
And I'll work a scene out, and
I
then
don't voice memo on stage.
You don't?
No,
well, you're always recording.
I have video.
I can't video like cameras. I even if I'm recording, I will bring another phone or bring something else to record, because it's just like I don't like the sound quality on my phone.
Oh.
When I record it for shows.
No, in my head, the reason I was chuckling is because I just thought of your rap name being Lori Two Phones.
Lori Two Phones.
Or like your mafia name. Hey, we got Lori Two Phones in the house.
We got Lori Two Phones in the house.
Yeah, she's got to scroll on TikTok on one and Instagram on the other.
I will be real, though. I do feel special when I have two phones, but the other phone's old, so I feel poor. But
I think you shouldn't feel special for having two phones.
I think two phones is kind of cool. When I see someone with two phones, I'm like, they're busy.
If I see somebody with two phones, I go, that's somebody's assistant.
Oh, I never thought of it like that.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, Rogan has two phones, though.
I mean, I always am like, whoa, they got their business phone and they got their play phone. I'm like, that guy's shady as fuck.
The smaller your key ring and the least amount of phones, the more important you are. For dudes.
Really?
Speaking of dudes, didn't you date Andrew Tate for a little while?
I did. We're still dating, actually.
He's in jail.
We're still, I know it's been tough. I'm waiting for the sabbaticals.
Yeah, the sabbaticals? You mean the conjugal visit?
Yes.
We're going to take a break. The sabbaticals.
I guess it just like subconsciously knew that there needed to be sabbaticals
you
with him.
You need a sabbatical from smoking weed.
Sabbaticals. Oh my God, so annoying when I say stupid shit.
No, that's what we're here for.
I know, but I'm always like, God damn it, I want to sound smart.
Okay.
I just keep...
Here's an opportunity to sound smart.
Can I put my feet? No.
Yes, put your feet wherever.
I hate being that person, but I love to put my feet on.
You know, if you know...
My mom would be so disappointed.
Do you want to know how to get real numbers?
How?
Take them shoes off.
Oh, I bet, but I need to get those numbers.
Oh, yeah, we could put it on... No, you gotta...
They're dirty.
That's fine. Mine are dirty.
They're not like... But yeah, the feet is definitely the money grabber.
Oh my God.
But there's just all of it to me feels like this might be the negative side of me, but I'm like, God forbid I do a foot finder or I do like an OnlyFans and I commit to it and I make $25. Like that to me would really, like I would.
Can't handle the rejection.
I couldn't. Like if I was putting my titties out and I was getting like $25, like, cause some of my friends that have done it, they're like, yeah, like I sent like a picture of me making out with the guy. You gotta give him a price that keeps him coming back because you'd rather have returning customers. And I'm like, this is just too much.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
But I think if I had even one titty, I would be on OnlyFans.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely money on the table and nothing wrong with, I mean, there's now guys that basically are the ones messaging everybody back. It's not even the chicks.
Oh yeah, we know a comedian that works for his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's, you know, she's 1%er or whatever. But I know a young lady that's into she does a fitness Instagram kind of thing, and she just puts her ass on Instagram for free. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bruh, go step in some Jello and get some money.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the feet ones. Someone told me though, like it's like weird stuff you have to do, like feet, like your feet have to have Christmas, your feet have to like,
yeah.
You go to the park. Like
you got to step in peanut butter and then you got to step in Jello. Mm-hmm. You got to get a baby pool. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, but I mean, really baby pool to like, I mean, you could set it up here.
Yeah, I'm not doing feet shit in here. Unless I'm getting half.
Men, I feel like that even the guys make money doing it, but I don't know.
Yeah, but then you got to like do wiener stuff with your feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That starts to escalate.
It's a little less.
It's less like twiddly-dee. It's more like,
here we go.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Get in there with them feet.
And I'm not trying to do like lower ab workouts by giving foot jobs to.
Honestly, it's a great two birds, one stone.
Yeah, that's the name
of... Two Birds, One Stone would be the name of...
Holy shit, what if we started a podcast called Two Birds, One Stone instead of Two Bears, One Cave, and we competed at that level and we got those kind of numbers?
That would be amazing.
It would be amazing.
I would be...
Thought about just getting rid of guests and just asking you to be my co-host.
Why not? But we'd have to ask... But I think it would be fun to bring in ghosts or...
Okay, thanks for watching.
I am just thinking about ghosts. I think I low-key want to see one bad, but I'm so scared.
Do you?
I think I do. You know?
What if I just snapped and the lights went out? And
I would just be like, oh.
Oh, I wish I had a remote. Because
I kind of like think it's fake, but kind of real. Like astrology. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of like that fun mystery stuff, but right. I'm not like... really invested in it, but it's fun.
Yeah, the thing about astrology is like, how can there only be like 12 different types of people?
But there's not, because once you do your chart,
here we go,
you have so many other elements.
Yeah.
So like your emotions are driven by a totally different sign than like what your sun sign is. So like your moon sign, it's
has nothing to do with my childhood traumas. Or,
no, your childhood traumas definitely, you know, play a part in that, of course. But
the where the moon was when at the minute I was born. What if my mom just was like, I'm going to take a break from pushing for a second, and then I was born 2 minutes later, my whole personality would be different?
Maybe an element of it would be.
I don't know. I think we're all creatures of our environment.
I think there's like a mix.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know we were getting racial, but let's go.
I think there's a mix of it all.
Okay.
I think so. I think like astrology is just one way to understand like a little bit more about yourself.
You know, maybe there's some truth to that. Maybe it's just like there's a little bit of Christianity, a little bit of Buddhism.
I think that.
A little bit of veganism.
I think that 100%.
Yeah.
Like I have my beliefs, but I like refuse to believe that like my amazing Jewish friends are not going to, like I can't.
Yeah, we need.
I will like absolutely not believe that.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know if that doesn't make me a Christian, but like, I can't believe. I just believe that whatever you believe is what happens for you. That's like really what I think.
Well, the thing that's been shaking me up recently is I saw some kind of documentary where it had like 9 different texts from different continents.
Mm-hmm.
There's not 9 continents. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't.
But no, aren't there 17?
Yeah, there's 36.
Okay, perfect.
Continents. Anyway, they all have the same flood story of Noah.
See?
And it's like, okay, so there was a Japanese Noah, there was an African Noah, there's a South American Noah. It's like, come on. Like, there can't just be one thing happening here.
Or it just,
we're in the Matrix, basically.
Or it just, like, all happened in one spot. Just expanded out.
Oh, yeah. And then everybody just went to different countries and wrote the Noah story in different languages. That also could have happened, probably.
Probably, right? Shit. They're like, damn, did you see Noah? I'm going to go tell my friends about Noah.
Are you Irish?
No, I'm not. I actually did 23andMe, and I'm not Irish. I'm a little Irish, but I'm Scottish and English. And
can you do the Scottish accent?
Scottish accent? No. Like, all I can say is, doesn't she say, I'm shooting from my own hand.
What is that from?
I think from Brave. Where she's like, I'm shooting from my own hand.
Oh, yeah, clear. Would you be concerned if I had just watched Brave as a single adult?
I would be very, like, if you were like, oh, yeah, Brave.
And then when she said,
she does this, I'd be like.
And then in Elsa in Frozen.
Do you know Frozen 2? Yeah.
Yeah.
What is, they do something, like, they're sprinkling crack in those shows because every kid's obsessed with fucking Frozen.
Yeah, it's the musical of it all, I think.
Yeah.
My buddy works for the record label that puts out the soundtracks to all the Disney, it's part of, he works for Disney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, so they
thank you for that. Yes. I was like so confused. I was so confused. Oh my God.
I was not trying to mansplain.
You explain it.
Well, it's not called Disney Records. It's called Hollywood Records. All right. I have a new opener where I go, I start just telling the crowd how incredibly hot they are. And then I'm like, you guys are so good looking. I can't believe you're here. You guys are fucking amazing. So gorgeous. And then I turn to somebody in the front row and I go, that's called pandering. And then I turn to someone else and I go, and that's called mansplaining. Is that funny?
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay.
That's funny.
I'll do it now.
That's funny.
What were we talking about?
Pandering.
This is your show. You got to keep it
pandering,
going.
Pandering, mansplaining. So you were talking about your friend that we're, it's wild.
Oh my
he
God.
Works at Hollywood Records, but is working for Disney at the same time though too.
We had a clip about mansplaining last time. I can't mansplain to you twice in two episodes in a row.
I know.
I mean, I can. I shouldn't. I gotta cut this out. Yeah. We're gonna have to do like 4 hours to cut
should
it down.
Should you just explain why not? Like, just so we can all know why you should not.
Because when a man says something,
when he says,
oh my God!
I used to, for the longest time when I was with my ex, he loved to mansplain, and I didn't realize that it was mansplaining.
Intentionally?
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, he's so cute. He just like wants me to understand what's going on. And then I realized like, oh no, he just figured this out. Like he figured out whatever he just figured out and is telling me about for the first time. Like I'm watching him have a realization. This isn't mansplaining. I'm just watching realizations. Like,
babe, did you know
that the Illuminati, I mean, he got deep into the Illuminati.
Oh shit.
He watched, which one was that one that came out that was like
National Treasure?
No, it was the documentary and it was like all about the Illuminati.
Yeah,
and like the Reagans.
Oh.
And
ooh,
like
there was a
and
was
then
recently?
Like the Roosevelt, like yeah. It was no, this was like back in like 2012.
Oh.
It was like back when I was in college still. And I remember he was like so into it. And he was into weather manipulation. He was like talking all about weather manipulation.
Oh.
And like
did you call him when the Chinese weather balloons came over?
Yeah. No.
When was the last time you talked to him? What's his name in Social Security?
Social Security is 759-810.
Oh,
but
7-9-5-8-10-9-5-8-9-10. I know Brian.
Brian's awesome, right? I talked to him just recently, though.
Did you really?
Yeah,
catch
I
up?
Get no. I just I'm bad at setting boundaries. So like, whenever someone will text me, I'll like always feel guilty not responding to them, and I feel like it's rude.
So you don't change anybody's name in your phone to no?
I have tried. I've said no. It's not like, you know, it's anything, but sometimes I feel like sometimes when you even respond to somebody, it like,
yeah,
can kind of, but for me, I'm just like, hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
Type of thing. But yeah,
it's
never good when it leads with what's your Snapchat. And then he was like, oops.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say that. I shouldn't have said that. This is what I really wanted to say. And then sent like a whole thing. And I was like,
that's this has happened to you many times before.
Yeah.
People go, what's your Snap? And then they tell you how they really feel. So no one can find it.
No, like this is no. Like he was like just trying to have an end to like start a conversation. Then he was like, oh, that was stupid. I shouldn't ask what your Snapchat is. Like I wanted to say this.
Oh,
and this is what I want to say. Does that make sense?
It does now.
Yeah.
Thank you for explaining it to
me. Yeah. I'm so excited that we've turned the tables.
I honestly didn't understand what the fuck
you were
was
like,
happening.
What's actually happening?
Yeah. Because
you're like, he's expressing himself through Snap. So no one knows, which could have been his plan all
right.
along.
And the reason I said that.
Or he could have sent me like a photo, which I would not have had the energy to send
of anything.
Yeah, I don't want a photo of anything.
Or specifically.
Of anything.
Yeah.
I don't even want a selfie. Like, don't send me a selfie.
No.
Like an ex. I do not want to see a selfie. Don't send me anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, preferably not.
Do you have an ex that you do want to hear from? Yeah, you got one.
We all have that one that we're like.
The guy that wrote the letter to Steve Martin.
There he is. I miss him already.
Yeah.
That's actually my boyfriend.
Sick. I hope his name is Steve also.
I do too. I hope his name is Steve. I can't remember what the name was.
Well, you're going to have to look it up. Will you send me a picture of it with his address? I'll put it on the show.
I'm going to send, not his address, but I'm going to send you a picture of the letter.
Let's dox him.
I told my guy friend, he was like, yeah, I think that's a sign you need to fucking write your script and fast.
Yeah, you totally
Time's ticking. Time is ticking.
Well, I always wanted, God, I was about to say Robert Downey Jr. He's too young to play my dad. Robert De Niro.
Yes.
To play my father. But Sebastian Maniscalco just beat me to it this past 2 weekends ago. Mm.
Fucking beat you to the punch.
Yeah. And I haven't even started the outline to my movie.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the story's about.
Yeah, but you're like, he's going to be my dad.
Yeah.
He can play another dad.
I need a dad.
I mean, he just
had a kid.
He's ready. He's actually daddy right now.
Yeah. I wonder, has anybody ever adopted a 40-year-old?
I think it's totally happened.
Yeah.
I think it's totally
Let's
could happen.
Let's go, De Niro. I need a daddy.
That would be great.
Not a daddy.
No, you're the one that said it.
I did.
Isaac needs a daddy, so I hit him up. Hit up Isaac because he needs a daddy.
I do. I need a daddy. That's into feet stuff.
Yeah, I want a zaddy.
What's a zaddy?
It's like a sexier daddy.
Okay.
He's a zaddy.
I don't think I could picture you with an unsexy daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I go for like, I kind of sometimes like him like a little.
Gross? Unhoused?
Unhomed. Murderistic.
He's bringing to parties. And he's just like,
hey, he's kind of weird, but yeah. I like someone that no one else will like.
Right. He's mine, ladies.
I like him really ugly because no one else will take him from me.
Oh my God. Have you heard of plumping?
Is that where you make your man fat?
Or a woman.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes happens though, just in general, when you like fall in love. And then depending upon, like, for me, if I'm going to, like, my love language is cooking, so, like, I'm going to cook a lot.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're going to get a little fat.
I think when people get married, they're like, well,
yeah,
who am I trying to impress?
Yeah, I think that can happen. And you're just comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I'd rather sit on the couch.
I'd rather go the opposite way, though. It's like, well, if I got to be stuck with this lady forever, might as well get in the gym.
Get in this gym.
I got to get in this
get
gym.
Get in this gym.
I got to get these abs back.
Get that gym life going.
Yeah.
There's always a like
Lululemon life.
Gotta get that Lululemon life. If you showed up to the gym in Lululemon yoga pants, I'd die.
Why? Guys wear Lululemon all the time.
But not like the tight yoga pants, do they?
I don't know. I've been in a Lulu store once.
Yeah.
And I just did not feel comfortable.
You didn't feel comfortable. You didn't feel in your element.
I couldn't tell.
You probably could have met a daddy there.
I could have met a daddy there.
Yeah.
Not currently looking for a daddy or zaddy. Yeah. What's the zaddy version of a woman?
I guess maybe what's like the in between? Where is like the in between of a cougar? Because I feel like,
oh yeah,
like it would be like the step down from a, or not a step down from a cougar, but just like in a different category of cougar. Or like,
where does cougar start? 40?
I think so. Right? Would it be 40?
I think it's 40 with an age gap though. It can't be 40 dating 39.
No, that's definitely not cougaristic at all. No. It's got to be a young one, right? Like in the 20s.
I guess. Like we were just talking about before.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Perfect age for that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Why is it cool when an older lady dates a younger guy, but it's like kind of creepy when a 40-year-old dates a 20-year-old?
I think it's just male. Because of the gender, that's like the gender roles are reversed. Yeah. We're so used to seeing it one specific way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when you see it the other, there's women. Like that's what you feel when you see it. You're like, good. Someone's getting it.
That's right.
Someone's getting it.
Yeah. I thought of a question for you on the way over here and I'm going to try and remember it.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Let's do.
Oh, yes. Would you rather, this is a two-parter. Would you rather marry for love and be broke?
Mm-hmm.
So this is your perfect man. Picture him on the white horse and everything.
Yeah.
Got the big pecs and the gray hair or white hair or whatever you like. blonde hair. Could be blonde hair. I was just starting to describe myself.
He looks just like me.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wearing all black, white tennis shoes.
And be poor. Be poor. You could only eat like maybe like one or two things, right?
Oh my God.
Or marry someone that you hate, but you could eat anything you want.
Well, I really like food, so I'd probably make that one.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Like, it just is like, that sounds like really, like, honestly.
Improbable.
Either, like, what, that sounds very unhealthy. Like,
yeah.
Not being able, getting everything you wanted, but, like, you only get to eat two things.
Yeah, and it's two things you don't like. It's, like, mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's, like, anything trout. With mayonnaise and trout. Like, come on, no.
It's mayonnaise, trout yeah. for life.
Absolutely
but
not.
Just to sustain yourself, but you also get to live with Gary for the rest of your life. Or Todd or whatever his name is.
I think I would almost be like, okay, then I'll live with someone I hate and then I'll hopefully like meet Gary out in the real world and we'll just,
you cheating?
Know. I mean, if I have to eat mayonnaise trout for the rest of my fucking life, poor as shit with fucking Greg.
Did you think you would ever say that sentence?
No, but like, I'm sorry. I love, but not that much.
Nope. I made it this far without it.
I mean, are we living in a tent? That seems about what it is.
No.
Eating mayonnaise sandwiches.
Mayonnaise trout.
Sandwiches. Mayonnaise. I know. I even threw it up just because I was like, okay, let's throw a sandwich.
I told you about my thing about white stuff, right?
And how you love it?
No, I don't eat white condiments.
Really?
Yeah, I'll only eat mayo the day after Thanksgiving on a turkey sandwich, but I don't eat mayo, sour cream, ranch, a blue cheese. I don't eat white stuff.
You're kind of missing out on a lot
on like the worst ranch, smelling things on the planet.
Ranch is delicious. No, I will say not. Mayonnaise is that's debatable.
Miracle Whip on the outside of a grilled cheese, necessity.
Japanese mayo is delicious.
Whoa, cut that part good. Out please.
It's a little sweeter. It's delicious.
It's a little sweeter.
It's a little bit sweeter. It's so nice.
Okay, no racist and sizist.
A little sweeter.
Did you have it in Japan?
No, you can get it online. Yeah, I get it. I saw it on TikTok and I was like, I need that.
You can get whatever you want online.
You can literally do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. But yeah, so no white stuff for you.
Mm-mm.
So that's probably good.
Oh, you hear that?
Yeah. I know I was going to say something. But,
look, some lady's picking out the dress that she's going to wear for the rest of her one day life.
I love that.
That didn't make sense. Yeah, she's going to.
Is this a wedding shop?
It's a dress shop, so it could be like a quinceanera.
So it's a moment in time.
Yeah.
They're having.
That's their showroom, and then this is their fitting room. And there's literally a window right here because they have a window on their side, so I could get sunlight, but I blacked it out.
You're like, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my soul.
Your soul is completely
can't let
out.
Light into a
what
room.
What would you rather do? Would you rather be with Greg, you know, in love, poor?
Yeah, probably
eating
Greg.
Mayonnaise, trout, or someone you hate and
I like food.
Rich and whatever you want to eat. Is that what it is? Are you still poor with the other person?
Poor with the perfect person?
Yeah. No, poor with the shitty person.
Well, see, that wouldn't have been a fair question at all because no one would take being poor and with a person they hate. So it's got to be the person that you love and poor or somebody you hate with money.
Yeah.
And I would go, I don't know. I mean, I've been relatively poor my whole life.
So well, there's a difference between, like, when you're saying poor, I'm thinking poor, poor. And sometimes poor is real tough.
Yeah, that's also true.
If like if we're talking true poverty.
I definitely have
like where you can't meet bills and stuff like that. That's some real shit.
Yeah, that's no fun. And I've definitely like gone on dates or hooked up with people that I wasn't in love with. So I think I could for money marry someone that I wasn't like whatever. As long as I was comfortable for the rest of my life.
But it's tough though because are you really comfortable? You like hate this person if they're.
Well, I think I'm like you. And I would step out.
I would just be like, let's get separate houses since we have so much money.
Oh, that, I'm glad you brought that up. I want my own room when I get married.
You want your own room when you get married?
I want my own room.
I think that's a respectable thing.
Because I have an adjustable bed and I like to sleep like a slightly elevated. And I don't want to get the little split one where like they can lay flat and I can sit up.
What if you meet someone that loves to sit up like you, like a vampire?
Fucking doubt that's gonna happen, but
you're like, listen, I have some lines here. I sleep upright.
That's how I sleep.
You refuse, you refuse to have the.
Well, right now I only have a queen, so if I did the split, it'd have to be a king. I want to get a king anyway.
Yeah,
because I'm a king myself.
Yes, he is.
That's right. I don't know. Would you be like, I'm not doing that two room thing. Because I think sleep is so important. Because we work odd hours.
Yeah.
And I want blackout curtains. I want to be able to sleep from like 3 to 10. You know what I mean? I don't want to get up when the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get up when you have to go to work.
Yeah. I mean, I think... I think it could work. I think there's a lot of... I feel like there's a lot of things that people do to make marriages work.
Yeah. Plus, everybody gets separate rooms when they get older anyway.
They do. I mean, I know my mom sleeps in a separate room.
Yeah.
Because she like has like specific things that she likes in her like for her bed to mm-hmm. be like. And she's like, mm-mm. He won't do it. And he snores. I feel like that's the big reason why a lot of people leave the rooms is because people snore.
Yeah. That's why I
sit up. That's why you have to sleep erect.
Well... like, I mean, I sleep sitting up. I own one. I don't use it.
No? Do you ever feel like you need it?
All the time. Every 2 minutes.
Why don't you use it then? Is it a pride thing?
No. It feels like it's forcing air up both sides of my nose.
Yeah.
And then it comes out of my mouth. And it just feels like...
You're like...
Yeah. No, I'm good. I have to get really, really high to fall asleep wearing the sleep mask.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it definitely, when I've seen it, I'm like, that looks like you are at the dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I think I can fix it with other things.
Yeah. Like sleeping.
Like if I lost 30 pounds, my neck wasn't fat, I probably wouldn't choke on myself when I'm sleeping at night. Like if I wasn't mildly obese.
You're not, though.
Dude, I'm.
You're not.
Like, look at a picture of people from like the 60s. And then look at a picture of like the general populace now. People overall, all of us, no offense, except you. Everybody but you is definitely bigger than they would have been.
I'm definitely bigger than what I was.
GMOs and cornstarch and stardust and.
Yeah, but shit tastes good.
Yeah, it does.
Shit tastes good. Food is good.
We don't have anything to compare it to. We've been eating that shit our whole lives. Like, we don't know what real food.
No,
like.
I do. I will say, like, when you go to Europe, I feel like the food just tastes so much better.
Yeah, because it feels
so much better.
Doesn't have ant spray on it.
There's a lot of ant spray going around.
Do you eat and cook organic here?
Yeah.
Does that taste better?
I think it does. Mm-hmm. But I still think that sometimes even certain things that say they're certified, it just depends on if you're actually getting, like, sometimes they do it all in the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
they're just picking all the tomatoes out of a bin. They're just, oh, let's put these in the organic section. Yeah.
They're fucking. Dude. No, but you could kind of tell by the way. You can tell by how long it lasts. The ones that you get that aren't organic.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about food. Like,
oh, okay,
like,
I got it.
The longer that, you know, if you get organic versus non-organic, non-organic stays better for longer because of the preservatives in it.
Mm.
So like your strawberries will be there for longer, but it's just sprayed, you know, with all the crazy shit.
God forbid the strawberries don't make it.
No.
This is why I want to buy a farm. Because I want to know where all my food comes from. I want to grow all my own food.
Yeah, I love that in retrospect.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely seems like...
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it would be definitely worth it. But you need, like, I want Kim Kardashian's fucking farm that she's got going on at her place.
So you wouldn't get your hands dirty?
Huh?
You don't want to do the farming. You want someone to do the farming for you.
Probably. I mean, I hate to be that bitch, but yeah, probably. I'd probably like go and like water a couple of them, but I'm talking to them. If I have a whole farm, I'm not going to be like getting on my tractor. But I don't see myself as a tractor girl, to be quite honest
okay.
with you.
Okay. You're more of maybe a cattle rancher then.
Oh, yeah, all the way.
Yeah.
Come from a long line of cattle ranchers.
Do you really?
No.
It's possible. You're from Texas.
Yeah. No, I don't. No.
We're not getting
dirty. Not cattle ranch. No, I also, too, I love horses, but I got a lot of speeding tickets in college.
On horses?
No, listen, I got a lot of speeding tickets. And so I had to do volunteering at a horse place.
Oh.
And I had to, like, clean stables. And I just remember always being like, please don't kick me. Please don't kick me.
Horse. Oh, I'm so scared to get kicked by a horse.
Like, I would have to go in and, like, do all the things. And I was like, this is...
All of the things?
Yeah, you know, shove your hands up their ass.
No, okay, that's where you're going?
No, I didn't do that.
Wow.
But just
horse ass hand shoving.
Yeah, and then like they like were like, help me like change the...
Hooves?
Horseshoes. That scared the shit out of me. But
oh,
it's,
yeah.
Having to hold
but
it.
But when you can like tap one and then it just gives you its leg?
Which is very cool.
Don't you feel like a magician?
100%.
Or like a wizard?
Yeah, but then I'm just like, what if I tap it a little too hard?
Well, it'd be the last thing you do.
I once knew a girl got her titty bit off by a horse.
Titty bit?
Yeah, nipple bit off. She had to do reconstructive surgery.
We got a titty biter.
I've never been the same around horses ever since I heard that story.
I mean,
my titties, I'm always just like, No, thank God. I would never bounce back from that. But like, yeah.
Depends on the titty.
Bit her titty off. Bit the titty right off. I was like,
bitter titty off is the funniest thing I have ever heard.
Like, oh my God. Like, for the longest time, because I went to summer camp and I spent a lot of time around horses in my life. And I, like, for a long time, I was like, don't let them near your titties. Don't let these horses near the titties.
They'll bite your goddamn titty off.
They'll bite that titty right clear off.
Oh my God. How old were we when this happened?
This happened to my sister's friend. I think she was at the time like 15, okay. 14.
So. Moving right along. I don't need to be talking about no 15-year-old titties.
I know,
That might not even be legal.
To talk about?
15-year-old titties? I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to know what the gray area is on that.
Yeah, move on from the titties. But yeah, she got her titty bit off. Or breastuses.
Breastuses is funny.
But yeah. So horses, intimidating.
So no horses on
majestic.
Your farm.
Majestic. Yeah. No, I mean, I would totally have them. I think they're stunning, but once again, I'll brush them and everything, but I'm not cleaning the poop and stuff.
Okay.
I don't really like even with animals, that's one of the big things. I love animals, but I do not like
poop.
Yeah. And when I see owners so comfortable with their dog shit bags, I'm like,
yeah, that's what
like, I'll be with friends and we'll be on a walk and like, they'll pass even trash cans and they're just swinging it around. I'm like, you're so comfortable with that. It's disturbing to me.
Yeah.
And I know you love your dog and your dog's amazing, but like you're literally holding shit.
Most people's dogs are not amazing though. And that's the owner's fault.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. I come from a long line of people who dogs were crazy wild.
This is the second long line you've talked about.
Yeah. This is a long line.
I don't come from a very long line. I come from a pretty short line.
I come from a long line of people that didn't have very well behaved dogs.
Are all your Scottish people from Texas?
I have no idea. We're more like Midwest.
Which is mid?
Just like that mid. Like Missouri, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're moving to Austin.
I'm not moving to Austin, but I'm definitely going to be in Austin a lot. I love Austin.
So you're going to have a place in Austin.
I might. I have like three friends of mine who have like three-bedroom homes, and they're like, you can just stay.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'll definitely like, you know, throw you cash and all the things, but not bad for a minute.
I'm balling like that.
Not they're bawling like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can bawl way harder in Austin.
Yeah, you can. They were telling me though that it's changed though too. Like they were telling me some of the numbers on apartments, and I was like, wow, that sounds pretty comparable to what it is in LA.
But for buying, like if you're willing,
you're buying a home, you're. But even there, their housing market isn't the same. It's
gone up, but it ain't half what it is here.
Yeah, and you're getting way more.
Yeah,
you're getting so much more.
Yeah, well, everything's bigger in Texas.
Everything's bigger.
That's right.
But yeah, definitely like.
I was talking to a couple comics the other day, and they're all thinking about going in on like a 3-bedroom or something.
Yeah.
And then just keeping a Google calendar and be like, well, I'll be there this weekend. I'll be here that weekend.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
I had somebody that was like, maybe we should do it. And he was like, he said like 10 comedians, 15. And I was like, it's going to be a real check and balance system with that.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be in charge of cleaning that place.
No, you wouldn't. You'd have to have like, it'd have to be, it's almost like an Airbnb situation where after every person leaves, there's like someone that comes in and cleans it.
And not to be sexist, but I think there should be one for the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeping everything above board, because the girl, one for the ladies and one for the dudes.
Mm-hmm. I'm down for that. I think that's
for
good.
For hygiene purposes and for all the other reasons.
Toilet seat.
Yeah, I was going to go with sexual impropriety, but yeah, toilet seats.
Yeah, no, comics don't have sex with each other.
They don't?
No.
It makes me feel better. It's not just me.
It's not just me.
Yeah. I'm out there not getting laid like everybody else.
Like everybody else.
Yeah, that's right.
People out here fucking.
Yeah, I'm getting laid as not as much as everybody else.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes. But I think fucking Austin's the best.
It is.
I really like Austin.
I went there in October for the F1 race.
Ooh,
right,
okay.
After, yeah, right after I talked to you.
Oh, yeah. And how was that?
It was all right. I didn't see any comedy.
Yeah.
The mothership wasn't open yet. And the race is like an hour and a half outside of Austin.
Yeah.
So you go and you get on a bus and you wait.
Yeah.
So I didn't see a lot of it. But the barbecue, I went to Terry Black's just for the sticker.
Yeah, so good.
Mm.
So good. The food there is good.
It is good.
The food there is
good. I would
good.
Get fat. I would be a fat comedian in Austin.
Yeah, I think that I could still be a fat comedian out here in LA. There's still good food out in LA.
Mm.
There's some good shit.
It is good.
Mm-hmm. I really like food though.
What's your favorite restaurant out here right now?
Right now, I mean, my all-time favorite is Izakaya. It's sushi, and I love it. Okay. And there's one in Studio City and Sherman Oaks.
That's the original one.
Yeah, and I really love that place.
Okay.
And that's probably like, I'm always down to go there.
All right.
Always down.
Has that been your favorite restaurant the whole time you lived here?
Pretty much. Like my go-to. It's definitely not the best restaurant that there is out in LA.
But okay, well, what is the best restaurant that there is? Because for a long time, I thought it was Mastro's.
Yeah.
And then I talked to somebody, and they were like, oh, honey, no.
What did they say?
I don't remember the name, but there's places in and around and near, like Fairfax and all that stuff, yeah, near Mastro's. That's like, oh, this popped up yesterday, and Chef Marquand Bapupe, yes, is like, and he'll only be here for a half a minute, and reservations are $10,000, and go fuck yourself. And I'm like, well, that's not even on my radar.
Yeah, no, that's not on my radar. Okay. I'm not at that price point yet where I'm like, yeah, I'll spend X amount of money on food.
Yeah. Do you think it's mandatory when you become a celebrity that you have to eat out every night?
Yeah.
Because why not?
Because also too, like, who's calling the paparazzi on you so you're seen? I feel like some
would
of
you
people
call them
that
on yourself?
I think a lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah.
Because every time I work in or around with paparazzi, they give me their card and like, hey, if you ever want to tip me off, I'll give you good money.
Yeah, 100%. People tip them off. Their group tips them off.
Yeah.
I think they sometimes tip them off so that like if they have a cute outfit, then it can be in a magazine.
I'm going to bleep these names, but I'm going to say them to you.
Yeah.
I took the first picture of kissing.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm going to bleep this number too. They offered me a
for it. Did you give it to them?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because the company I was working for that day,
mm-hmm,
was my best friend's company. And I worked a lot. A big percentage of my year when I was freelance was working for him.
Yeah.
That would have been 3 years of working for him. Like the amount of money that I would have made.
Yeah.
Then he closed the company like 3 months later and I didn't sell the picture and it was out. And like nobody.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Were you just being loyal?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, loyal's good.
Fuck that dude now. I want the
I
money.
I know.
You
you're
know
like,
what I'm saying? Like, give me the cash.
You guys
want to
see the first one though?
Yeah. On an iPhone 7.
Oh my God. I remember when I.
Four.
So where were you?
In Hollywood at a soundstage. She was filming and she was like, oh, my friend so-and-so's coming. And I was like, it better not be the boomer. And she was like, ha, 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 ha.
And it was.
And it was.
Stop. So it was kind of, would it have been like a breach of your contract if you had sold the pictures?
No, there was, back then we weren't doing NDAs at work. Because yeah, everybody having a camera on them was kind of new.
Yeah. Yeah. Because now you have to do it.
Mm-hmm. You're not getting anywhere without signing an NDA now.
Yeah. I remember one time we were very smart. But like, I was in high school and they wouldn't let us backstage for Chris Brown unless we had our IDs signed an NDA.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, we didn't have
Wasn't
our
some
IDs.
Lady's mom like, go ahead and have
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, she's like, go have fun, girls. Go do it. Go back there. She I'm had like, no idea.
Do you feel like you have it?
Hmm?
Like the it factor. Do you feel like you have the it to be a celebrity and like a mega famous comedian?
I think that everyone who's doing it thinks they have a little bit of it. Or
well, I try if you don't think you have the it.
What did you say? Yeah, I think I think that everybody does. Do I think like there's certain parts of it that I don't think I might have?
Oh, really?
Of like, there's just certain elements where I'm like, I don't know. I'm not like, there's certain things I don't really want to do, but like.
Oh, but unwillingness to do something doesn't mean that you don't have the special it to do it.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to do it.
Yeah.
What is it that you don't think that, what is it that you don't want to do?
Or I think more so, I do think that I think I have it, but I also too have like really bad imposter syndrome.
How so?
Just like,
you don't think you deserve it?
No, not even deserve it. I think that sometimes I think like, can I do it? Am I good enough? That's the type of thing that I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have recently started having thoughts of, do I want to do the volume of work that it takes to maintain being that? So, because just like we talked about earlier, putting out all that content, trying mm-hmm. to constantly think of ideas and jokes, like mm-hmm. the people that are absolutely crushing it and moving the most tickets are cranking out the most content.
Tons of content.
And it's not a coincidence.
No, not
so
at
I've
all.
I've been recently going like, do I even want to work that hard? Or do I want to go somewhere and get a job?
It's hard saying.
That's like, what
it is a lot of work.
Yeah, like getting a job would be like 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. I work like 54 hours a week.
Jesus
on a day,
Christ.
At a day job and do what I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you're a single mother of five.
Mm-hmm. I have to keep my kids fed.
I just pictured you in scrubs because I'm looking you in the face, right? But now this looks like scrubs.
I'm telling, did you know I'm a nurse?
Are you really your social media nurse?
I'm a social media nurse. I'm like, tell me your problems. Tell me what you're feeling.
I'll tweet about it.
Let me gets your heart rate from here.
From here?
Virtually.
Oh, I was like, what is this? Virtual heartbeats.
Virtual heartbeats.
Oh, that should be the name of your company.
Yeah.
You should put it on the side of your van.
Virtual heartbeats.
Yeah.
I just Zoom with people. That's all.
That's right. That's Zoom. From a van.
From a van.
That would be funny.
They're like, I need you. I'll be right there.
Step on it. We got another one.
We got someone that needs me.
Yeah. They need those virtual heartbeats.
We need to know.
Hot
takes, huh?
We used to end on a speed round of questions, but I didn't write any new ones for this season.
Yeah. Let me hear something. Ask something.
Oh. Let's do a heavy. Let's do something.
Like I like heavy.
Deep. Let's do like heavy. What's the heaviest guy you've ever dated?
Oh, the heaviest guy I've ever dated.
Oh, I thought you said heavy.
I have dated. I once dated a very chubby guy. I didn't know that we were on a date, but he brought me flowers, and it was very sweet sunflowers.
Do you ever? Can you mentally reset when you like? Oh shit, guy thinks it's a date. Can you regroup to like entertain whether it would not it would be a date?
It was definitely not going to be a date for me, but he was very nice. But it was, but just you
he was
know,
too big. So you're.
Yeah.
You're a sizist?
Not a sizist, but there just wasn't chemistry. I thought he was a nice guy, but there just wasn't. You just have chemistry with someone or you don't.
Yeah.
So it's depending. Like, I'm not mad at a chubby guy. Okay. I like chubby guys. They feed you. You know, like, I like it. I'm not mad at it. Right. But like.
Like a Kevin James type chubby?
Yeah. I mean, if his jokes were right and he like made me feel good and he had like a vibe.
If he's like, babe, I got pizza again.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. And if he was, you know, there's other things that he, but like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm not mad at it, but you know, I'm not like actively seeking that. I want him like Kevin James and nothing else.
Like Kevin, come on in, Kevin.
But I think Kevin's cute. I like Kevin James.
You can't be like that much of a goofball and not be cute, right?
Yeah, no, and he's about a personality. I mean, it's all about the swag because some people just, I'm all about the swag. When someone has like something like just.
Did you see his last hour?
No, I need to see it.
It's clean.
It's clean, really?
Yeah, and it's super funny. And you don't even realize. It's not clean to where it was like, wow, I was going to church the other day.
Totally.
It was like, it's just, he just doesn't swear the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's very funny.
And it's probably about family stuff, huh? Is it family?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just remember it was clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of specials out right now.
Tons.
When's your special coming out?
Probably in like 2 years.
Okay. Do you have an hour?
I have now like 45.
Let's shoot that.
But it needs work.
Okay. Work
it's
on it.
It needs work.
Does it need work like your clips need work?
Yeah. 100%.
If I worked 55 hours at my other job a week, I'd smoke the shit out of some weed too. I'm not hating on you.
I mean, it's like not all the time. But I've had some times. But then also, too, then I have times where I work 30 hours in a week.
Are you bragging?
No.
It was 30 better than 55? You know how you have, what's it called? Backwards words?
No, but sometimes up sometimes.
I got backwards numbers. Yeah. I don't know which is better.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But no. But 30 hours is better because then you have more time to do other things.
To smoke weed.
Got more time for the weed smoke.
There you go. I like how you look right in your camera every time. You know how to clip shit. Like, yeah. Every time you go into that LD voice, you're like, I gotta smoke that weed. Yeah. You got your media training in. Yeah, that's why I said, hey, You got your taglines going. Hell yeah, dude.
The tags. Oh my God. Was there anything else?
Oh, no. Do you have to go? I'm sorry. I kept you.
I have nothing. I have nothing.
Oh, I thought you were like, will that be all?
Are we finished?
See, you're doing it again.
Are we done? I have weed to smoke. All right.
Oh, you could have smoked it in here. You could not have smoked it in here, but we could have smoked.
I know. I was going to smoke, but I did actually smoke before I came, but I like tried.
I couldn't tell.
I tried to wake so that I wasn't like super high. So I'm just like, because I might not have contributed.
Oh, that is the
much.
Worst.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, I'm not going to really get it.
Oh, my God. That is when you're sitting there trying to have a sober conversation with a stoned person.
Mm-hmm. Like, but if you're both stoned, I mean, then the episode's bomb because you guys can go to like so many different places.
That's why all those comedy store podcasts work. Because they just sit there and blaze out.
Yeah.
And they're very funny.
Yeah. Austin, there's a lot of weed. I didn't realize there was going to be so much weed in
Austin. Is it only legal in the city of Austin? Because it's not legal in the state of Texas.
No, I don't think it's legal in the... I don't think it's legal in Austin at all.
I have a side hustle that we should start doing.
Are you propositioning drug dealing?
Nope. But if we definitely happen to show up in Austin with California weed once a month.
I'm like, hey.
You got any stage time for Kush?
I can't fly with that shit. I get scared.
It's only a 25-hour drive.
Yeah.
You fly. Meet me there. You...
Yeah, I will not be driving, but go for the drive.
Yeah, we got to be the sales rep.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be the face.
Person. I'm a good salesperson. I'll sell some stuff.
Do you think people in Austin have enough money to pay like LA prices for weed and with a markup? Like,
I don't even know. I don't even know what the market is out there for how much it costs.
Hmm.
I don't even know. I just buy baby Jeeters, so I don't even really know how much weed costs. I just know how much my baby Jeeters cost, and that's all.
That's
I
what
care
you
about.
Smoke here.
Yes, that's all I smoke.
Baby, is that a pre-roll?
Uh huh.
Okay.
It's
are they the little ones or the big
yeah,
ones?
Yeah, they're little and they're so cute, and they have flavors which I'm sure are killing me. But
okay, it's like Derek Jeter.
Like Derek. Oh my God! When my mom came to visit, she came and saw. She had never seen me do stand up, and so I produced the show at the Improv in the lab, and she was there. And I was like, you know what I really want to do with you, Mom? And she had never seen me do stand-up. So I was like, let's go smoke a Jeter outside. And so we went and smoked a Jeter. And she was like smoking it. And she was like, I once did this when I was 13. And I was like, you're smoking a Jeter? She's like, I'm not even high. And I'm like, Mom, it's a Jeter. You're high.
You will be.
And she was like Derek Jeter? Because she loves sports. She was like Derek Jeter? This is like Derek.
I'm is
like,
it his weed?
No.
Oh.
I don't. I mean, who knows? I've been smoking this whole time. It might be Derek, but I don't think it is. I think it's a coincidence. I just think it's a Jeter.
Little piece
it's
of Derek.
So good. Have you ever had a Jeter?
No.
Missing out on life.
I get way too high.
Yeah.
One hit and I'm like, I don't know my name or where to go or what to do.
Yeah.
I'm more of a drinker.
Yeah. I like to drink too, but not. I like smoking better. For sure.
Well, I should try it. I think sunsets would be nicer at the beach with
weed.
With weed.
Yeah, for sure.
Because nobody wants to be drunk at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and I feel like it's hard to have people just like, I feel like someone drunk sitting still to watch the sunset might not happen.
Why do you have to sit still?
I don't know.
Are you thinking about like two people going to watch it together?
Yeah, just like.
Oh, no, I'm a crazy guy. I'm just out there running down the beach with my shirt off.
You're like,
it's another sunset. Can you believe it's happening again?
Look at this sunset. So then, yeah, you can totally do that drunk and be happy.
Yeah, but then your night's over early. You don't want to be drunk at 8.
I love drinking early. That's ideal.
You a day drinker?
Love to day drink and then get home, have my face washed, and I'm in bed by 10:30. It would be ideal.
What company do you hire to wash your face?
I wish I had a company. Because
you just said have it washed. But
have it washed. I do. Like a professional. I have it washed. Someone comes in and
my
washes face my
face. Washer comes over.
Yeah, it's like, you know, those whenever you're at like a speed race place. And
speed race place.
Yeah. And yeah. Then they park the car and then they have the people that come out and change the wheels. That's what happens. But
Pit stop
in my
bed. Oh, I would want them to take their time. I'm not a fan of massages, but if someone would deep scrub my face for me, I would take it.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah. You need to go get a facial.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they call it.
Yeah. Your daddy could probably get you a facial.
Wow. Those are free.
Those are free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything I would rather do less.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can think of some things.
You can think of some things you would rather do, rather not do than a facial from a daddy.
Yeah. Because some daddies... Not bad.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave it on. We're going to put that in the very beginning of this episode. It's going to lead off with that. Then we're going to cut to your mom smoking weed. Then 15-year-old horse titty bites.
The horse titty bite. It was frightening.
Are we going back?
I'm not going to go back because okay. I know she's 15.
We've already beat that horse.
Literally.
She's not 15 now.
No, but she's definitely walking around. With a fixed titty, but.
So she got one real titty and one fake titty?
I think she had to get the nipple tattooed on and stuff.
Tattooed?
Yeah, or sewn back on.
Yeah, you gotta. Do you know how to sew?
I do. Yeah. I do, but not well. Like, if I sewed something for you, you'd be like, was she blind?
Like, I wouldn't wear pants that you made or anything.
No. Like, no. Maybe the ones, like, where I would iron on a patch. Like, right. Hell yeah. Would be it.
Like, would they last long enough to make it through a whole play? Or, like, they're not daily wears?
Yeah. It's definitely one of those ones that you wear, like, maybe once a month. But, like, definitely can't be your go-to.
It looks like a Ken shirt. Like, it just
it's just
cut
small.
Out squares.
It's like, there's no actual place for you to put it on. It's just like.
Yeah. You have to paint it on. LD, I could talk to you forever.
Vice versa.
Thank you for showing up stoned. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I try.
I'm insanely mad about that.
I'm offended. I definitely don't be offended.
Hey, there it is. There's the classic overreaction from LD. Nice.
Don't you dare.
And then I overreact on top of that. I used to do that as a trauma response in real relationships. If someone was mad and they raised their voice, I would just
go higher,
just go way crazier. And then they would forget about what I did.
So this was a little bit, did you just say gaslighting? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely, that sounds classic.
That's what that is.
Sounds like my last relationship.
I just mansplained gaslighting.
Gaslighting. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't need gaslighting explained to me.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
I am going to be painted as like a huge misogynist. I used to do this thing
where I would freak out so, and then I'd tell her like, no, you did that.
Yeah.
No, you actually did this. That's I think right. that you're actually telling me. I'm like, I'm reading Codependent No More right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, did I already say that?
What if I had asked you? I should have just asked you, like, what does it say about that in Codependent No More? And you were like, how did you know I was reading that book?
How did you know? See, this is why I can't come to Podcast Stone, because I don't remember what I've said.
You were holding it together so good for the first hour. Is that why we were getting all the gossip out?
That's
first?
Why we were getting all. That's why we should have started. Next time you have me on, you got to start it right when I walk in, because that's the good juice.
Well, no, that's when we would have recorded all the shit talking.
Yeah, but we would have waited.
Shit talk after.
Yeah, we would have shit talked afterwards.
Yeah, and if you're wondering if it was you, it was. Yeah.
I just like to hear the information.
Yeah.
I don't really contribute.
But see, I also don't know like some. I don't know super hot shit. I know what everybody knows.
The hot take. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's being said on the streets?
Yeah. What's being said on the news?
Yeah. What's literally being written?
Yeah.
But I feel like I do have like a handful of. I have like maybe two comedy friends that like. They're the ones you get the juice from. Mm-hmm. They know everything.
Who are they?
I'm not saying. I'm not revealing my sources.
Is one of them in town from Vegas this week?
I am not saying anything, and I won't even acknowledge, because that's just not the way it works.
That would be ladylike.
That's not the way it works. That's your secrets are safe with me, so remember that when you tell me one.
They're not watching.
They're safe with me. Tell me them all.
This is a safe space.
This is a safe space. Tell me gossip.
And we're back to ASMR with LB.
ASMR.
What's your nickname?
A lot of people call me LD.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Lore is one. I get a lot of lores.
Okay.
And then
I don't have the time.
Yeah. Can't. Why? And then I have a lot of people that call me Low.
Low?
Mm-hmm.
Lodi.
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 Lodi. Mm-hmm. But I have L Doug.
L Doug?
I have some L Doug.
I like L Doug.
I have some L Dugs.
L Doug's my favorite.
Yeah. One of my best guy friends, he'll always call me Love Doug.
Could I just call you Doug?
You could.
Or Delug.
I would prefer not that one.
How about Lug?
I don't like that one. That sounds like a load.
Oh. Okay.
And that makes me feel heavy.
Okay. All right, Doug.
All right, Doug. All right, Doug.
If you had a dog. Yes. You have a dog?
I don't. What would I name it?
Yeah.
I would name it Mushy.
Mushy Douglas?
Yeah.
Did you even think about the last name?
No. All no, because right. It would not be that, because it would be my husband's name.
Oh, you should definitely keep your name.
I'm going to definitely keep my name.
You should always be Lori Douglas.
Yeah.
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 Take it from me. I have rebranded myself.
Check it out.
You know that's not my real name.
Take it out. What's your real name?
I'm not going to say it on the... It's on the first season. I'm not gonna say it again.
Oh my God, you had to change mid-season?
No, this is season 3.
Oh, so season 1 you started. Yeah, what was your
name? I've got 400.
You
didn't.
Yeah, because I met you when you were Isaac.
Well, technically, do you want to know the first time we met?
When was the first time?
You'll never remember. It was at Ha Ha.
It was at Ha Ha Valentine's Day. You took pictures on Valentine's Day.
Holy shit.
I have a really good memory. Even though I know that I've said some dumb shit on here, but like
I feel so special right now.
I remember like I don't remember fate. I don't remember people's names very well, but I can like remember when I met them, our conversation. Yeah.
Well, did I come off weird?
No, you were nice. You were cool.
Oh.
So well, you were a gaslighter. So you're a gaslighter. That's what you.
Oh, we're gonna pick it back up there.
Yeah. So you gaslight.
Let me tell you something.
Because we all. I think it's important to know what you do so that you can work on not doing it. But we all have little things that we do in relationships or things that like
100%.
Because I know for me, like when I've realized that like I can be very insecure, and when I'm insecure, I'm triggered, and I'm not. I can't.
What's your trauma response to being triggered while being insecure?
I pull away, and I'm just like aloof and like. Hard to read shut down.
Yeah, do you like stop responding to texts and calls? And
I'll always like try to respond a little bit, because I feel like if you're wanting them to talk to you and then you like don't respect, like it's kind of that sort of gets a little muddy. But like I will, if I feel like some insecurity, I will like reclude, I'll respond and stuff like that. But like, but if it triggers me too much to the point where like, then I'll be like, cause if I feel like, if I think that you're like cheating or something, I'll get down to the fucking bottom and then it'll be, and I don't like me like that. Cause I think that's too much energy to be expressing into one thing, especially when you already know what the fuck it is. It's like, I don't want to go down that energy, right? Like down that energy
train. Yeah. Plus it's like, I mean, if you are in a relationship, like how hard is it to be like, hey, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore before you go and fuck around with somebody
100%. But I think that some people who cheat are cheating for something outside of whatever. They still want that person. They still want their cake and they want to eat it too.
Yeah. They want
like
the power.
So bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I feel like as a person, when you're with someone who's like hardcore cheating, depending upon what's going on, I know some people that stay in it.
Yeah. 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 Sometimes you got to stay in for the kids.
Yeah. Staying for the kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, not a fan.
The only way to avoid that is to not have kids.
Yeah. And also just never get married.
That's true. See, I'll be okay if I never get married. But I do want the experience. Does that make sense? Like,
you want a wedding. You want to feel pretty on your pretty
wedding day. I want to be the princess for the day.
I just want it to be my day.
And then I want to do it near a river or an ocean and sail away on a yacht into the sunset. I think it would be great to have like a bachelor party where it's all about me. Mm-hmm. Anything that's all about me is kind of fun, right?
Anything that's about you is fun.
Yeah. But I'm also kind of structuring my whole life to make it the rest of it all about me every weekend that I go out on the road.
Yeah. 100%. As you should.
Yeah. Look at all these people looking at me.
Look at me. Look at me. This is my wedding day. You just show up like every show. You're just in like your...
Get a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Or a wedding dress.
I would love it if you were in a wedding dress. That would
I would
be
love
idea.
It if I was in a wedding dress too.
I think that you would feel so pretty.
Yeah, we got to go, dude.
Yeah.
I'd love to, whatever, come back. I love it.
Yeah.
This is great. We could do this every week if we wanted to.
Yeah, I'm down.
If you weren't working 55 hours a week, high all the time.
I kind of got confused. Like, sometimes I don't work 54 hours a week. That's like me being a little traumatic. Sometimes that's like, I work like 60, 70 hours in 2 weeks.
A year. Oh, 2 weeks. That's great.
Sometimes I hit 50. I have hit 50 one time. I think I was just being a
little. In 1 week.
Yeah. It was a busy day. It was a busy week.
Okay.
Busy work week.
Busy. Well, we got to get busy taking pictures.
Yes.
Plug all your stuff.
So I have a show out in Austin at the Sunset Strip, Cult Comedy, on July 6th. And then I have it, Cult Comedy again, August 5th at the Sunset Strip in Austin. Love for you to be there. And yeah, that's really the
90%
one.
Of this audience lives in Austin.
Fucking come out.
Yeah.
July 6th, Sunset Strip, Cult Comedy. Fucking fun. And then August 5th. Cult Comedy.
Why is it called Cult Comedy?
Because we have a lot of the same audience members that continue to come back.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's you and Sam.
Me and Sam. Well,
I've
and,
never met.
Yeah, Sam's awesome. You'll love her. But yeah, you got to have her on here.
I should.
But yeah, it was kind of that. And then
she's the one with the parrot?
Mm-hmm. You guys should do a parrot shoot.
Parachute?
Parrot shoot. Parachute.
Just bring the bird.
Parachute. I'm always like, bring him up on stage. Bring him up.
Oh my God, if she became the bird lady?
She would be able to go on America's Got Talent.
Well, the bird would be able to go.
No, she would, they would be like a whole thing.
You know we have an in over there.
I think that we should get Sam on America's Got Talent.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Howie?
Let's go.
Howie Mandel just sat in the corner. The whole episode said nothing. That would be insane.
I know, I'd be like, come on, sir. Could've helped.
The only reason I'm wrapping this up is because it's so desperately late.
Yeah. Yeah, let's wrap up.
I do appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
It was fun.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
I don't know why I made a fart noise. It's like, thanks for watching, everybody.
She's the Hulk.
Beast mode with LD.
Always.
How's your dad?
He's great.
Michael.
Michael's fabulous.
We just pick it back up from where we left off.
Hasn't been returning my phone calls, but he's just very busy with Catherine.
Yeah.